It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Cases of COVID-19 are still rising in Colorado, while many people may be traveling and partying this holiday weekend. Sam Cole with the State Department of Transportation says people should be careful about the coronavirus.
Wear a mask. Practice social distancing. Don't hug your friend when you see them. Don't even shake hands. You can smile. You can still have a great time.
Cole says people still need to take the usual safety steps this weekend, like having a designated driver and using seatbelts. Natural gas plants in Weld County are being sued over air quality violations. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Colorado and the Federal Justice Department filed the complaint in U.S. District Court Tuesday. It claims Care McGee Gathering, which operates three natural gas plants near Fort Lupton, hasn't complied with leak detection and repair requirements. That led to excess emissions of chemicals that contribute to ground-level ozone, better known as smog. The action comes after the EPA downgraded the air quality rating for the Front Range late last year. The company told CPR it was surprised and disappointed by the move and remains committed to finding a solution. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
An effort to provide more access to driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants in rural Colorado has reached its goal. The last two of seven rural DMV offices that issue licenses to undocumented people open this week in Alamosa and Fort Morgan. Sienna Mann with the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition says the state law that let people get licenses, regardless of immigration status, left out less populated areas.
It brings a lot of safety and reassurance to drive with a license on the road. It also allows people to much more easily access car insurance.
She says it helps protect people from deportation. Many deportations in Colorado came out of convictions for driving without a license. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.